Khuluma emhlanganweni lekomiti yedale lephalamende ebona ngezokuhlelwa kwemali yesizwe owenzelwe Rainbow Towers Hotel eHarare namhlanje. Ingcitshi kwezemithelo esebenzelana lenhlanganiso Institute of Chartered Accountants in Zimbabwe, ikhazi umnumzana Paddy Carewood, uthi inhlanganiso yakhe iyakhathazeka ngezinye zezinto ezikulu umthetho le ndlela owalungisa ngayo ukuqhathaniswa le mithetho yamanye amazwe.
We've used the legislations from Sierra Leone to a large extent, and there's been a lot of cut and paste there, and I don't know whether that's the ideal country to use, but it obviously is a change of the basis of taxation from source to a residence base, and this is where we're concerned that the interpretation of this new law might have a great effect on the diaspora.
Enye ingqwethi kwezemithelo umnumzana Stephen Matoshaya uthi eZimbabwe limele lilandele iziqondiso zenhlanganiso zomhlaba ezifana le-Organization of Economic Community and Development ECD kunye leze-United Nations kudaba lokuthunyezelwana kwemali phakathi kwamazwe omhlaba ehlukeleyo okuyinto engekhoyo kulo mthetho.
We need guidelines like that to be adopted in this new legislation as we move forward. I know the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, they are currently trying to come up with their own guidelines. But I would say that before they actually come up with those guidelines, maybe we need to have a good basis. And that basis is to adopt one of those guidelines, either the OECD model or the UN model.
Kube lensolo enkulu ukuba lomthetho ungaphazamisa abahlala kwamanye amazwe beyizizalwane zeZimbabwe kulolu daba kunye lokuphazamisa amabhizimusi aphathisa ngolwazi ngundaba ezifana lokwesulwa kwemithelo efana ne-audit tax lemithelo yama-insurance. UKewood uthi lokhe kulokukhulumisana phakathi kwenhlanganiso yakhe lohlangothi lwezemithelo kuleli ethi kanjalo kungadingakala ukuba lomthetho uke umiswe kancane zonke lezi nkinga zilungisiswe andubana wethulwe.
The second reading of the bill should be delayed until such time as some of these areas are clarified.
Umgcinisihlalo wale committee umnumzana Weber Chinyaza uthi kusobala ukuba kulenkinga ezimele zilungisiswe kulolu daba.
It's quite clear that actually there's a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of explanations, in terms of areas where people say that actually, I mean, yes, it's a good piece of legislation, it has international best practices, but to what extent are those international practices applicable to Zimbabwe? Those are the kind of things we have got to grapple with and see what it means.
Othe ikomiti yakhe izabamba imihlangano efanayo eMutare Masingo lakobulawe kuyona le iviki iphinde ibambe umhlangano lomphathi ntambo wezemali ngomvulo ingakalungisisi iripoti yayo kulolu daba. Umphathi ntambo wezemali umnumzana Tendai Biti wazise idale lephalamende kuyona le inyanga ukuba ubambe imihlangano eminenginengi engakehlelike lumthetho ophathelene lokuguqula ukubuthaniswa kwemali elizweni. Kodwa amalungu edale lephalamende amise ukuba lumthetho ufundwe okwesibili edale kungakenziwa imihlangano lozulu. Okukhanya kungaphathi kahle iningi lengqwetshi kwezemithelo ezikade zikulo umhlangano ludaba lokuba umthetho lo ukhanya uzabavimba ukuba bethole inzuzo kweminye imisebenzi abakade beyithola. Abahlala ngaphandle kwelizwe beyizizalwane zeZimbabwe lapho sebephenduka ekhaya babikwa sebezengezelelwa isilinganiso semithelo abakade beyihlawula. Ingqwetshi zithi uhulumende ubhekana lodubo lokusilela kwemali ngakho-ke useyiphanda ngelihlo lokhozi kodwa esevimba ukusebenza kuhle kwezinye inhlangothi zomnotho ngokungenela endaweni zonke nalapho angamelanga abe khona. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.